this Thursday.
March 3rd, 2016.
That's right. It's March. You know I like it. I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the talent and the opportunity to do this show. It's basketball all the time. It's that month of March, and you know I'm in a good mood because it is that time. We're going to be talking about some of the college action of last night, some of the awards we're going to be talking about next week. That's right. It's that time of year in between the conference week, in between championship week and the NCAAs. We start talking about the awards. Who's the Big East player of the year? Who's the Pac-12 player of the year? Who's the player of the year in the nation? Who's the freshman year in the nation? Who's the coach of the year in the nation? In the NBA, we're going to talk about last night's action, but then we're going to talk about the rookie. And then we're going to talk about a week that I think has been underrated in one of the best weeks we have ever seen by a player. And some stuff that a lot of people have not even talked about, which I find incredible, but it is what it is. Is got to go to college action of last night, and wasn't too many really good ones of the ranked teams. Not to be mean, but it was blowout city for a lot of the college teams. Michigan State, they blasted Rutgers 97-66. What about Brent Forbes? He hit 11 threes last night, a Big Ten record. Went 11 of 16 from three-point land. He only shot two shots that weren't threes. It was 0 for 2 there. He had 33 points. Aaron Harris had 15 for the Spartans. Freshman Corey Sanders, who's been really productive individually for Rutgers in his freshman year. He had 19.6 assists. Miami. Boy, they look like they're in on Carolina in the ACC, aren't they? They rolled over Notre Dame 68-50. Angel Rodriguez, 19 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. Sheldon McClellan, he is 17 points. Rebound, Zach August had 18 points, 11 rebounds, 2 block shots. He's the only starter in double figures. What is going on with Notre Dame? Notre Dame has really seemed to have dropped off last 3 weeks? Definitely 2 weeks. Last 3 weeks have dropped off in a serious way. Wait. Oregon, they come up, they clinch a part of the Pac-12, at least the tie, as they beat UCLA 76-68. Solid Dorsey, boy, he's one of the real underrated freshmen this year. He was nice again last night, 20 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists. Dylan Brooks, still for the time being, my Hamilton had 19 points and 5 rebounds, assists. What about Tony Parker? And I've been a little disappointed in his college career. He had 18 points in 22 minutes. He has had so many good moments, and then he's had so many moments where he has disappeared. It's been really interesting. Look at this guy through his career. I didn't think UCLA was the place for him to go. Well, I thought he should have stayed in Georgia. That's where he was from. To UCLA and Virginia. They blasted Texas Tech in a big game for Texas Tech, 90-68. Dexter Miles Jr. came, had 15 points, all threes, 22 minutes. Nathan Adrian had a nice one, 13 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Steals for Texas Tech. Justin Gray had 13 for the Red Raiders. I hope the Red Raiders didn't play their way out of the tournament last night, getting blasted by 22. But how about the individual performances last night? Gotta go up to New York. as St. Bonaventure. They came up and they beat St. Joe's in a big game because St. Joe's, they're pretty much in the NCAA, but now St. Bonaventure, they're trying to nudge their way in. We saw one of the big-time performances of the night, Marcus Posey. He had 47 points last night. That's right, 47. 15 of 19 from the field, 6 of 7 from three-point land, 11 of 12 from the free-throw line. And you had Dylan Wright with 22 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. For St. Joe's, they were balanced. Isaiah Miles and Savar Newkirk, Yandre Bembry, and Aaron Brown had 18. They were taken care of. They did not have enough firepower to take out the body. And then how about over there at Washington? In his last home game, Andrew threw up 47 points himself, the most in major on a major D1 conference. 47 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and Washington took out Washington State 99-91. DeJounte Murray, he has 15 points, 4 assists. Josh Hawkinson had 23 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists. Blake Johnson had 20 points for Washington State. And, you know, you really look at Washington. They might have played their way out of the tournament. They didn't have a lot of tournament. I'll say savvy throughout the season. They seem to get worn down, and the only person really carrying them was Andrews. And hopefully they didn't play their way out of the tournament. I think they would be a very interesting team if they find a way. You then talk about some of the awards we're going to go over next week, some of the end-of-the-year awards we're going to go into. We're going to talk about Coach of the Year here. And, you know, I'm just going to ask, where do you think Shaka Smart's going to be? Do you think Shaka Smart's going to even be there? You know, Texas came out here. They were, 20-14 last year. They lost in the first round. They were blah, 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 and such. But here they come again. Again, now they're ranked. They got the same group they had last year. They've added a couple of dudes. Hey, they're going to be loaded and ready for bear. Watch this team as we go through the season. But how about this? Is anybody going to talk about this guy? What about over there at Colorado? You know Colorado. You know the Pac-12 team, Colorado. I think people are really missing it when it comes to this team. Why? Because they're in the Pac-12. But even though they're in the Pac-12, Colorado, how about this? 10-7 in the Pac-12, 21-9. They should make the tournament. Anybody name their best player? You should. He's one of the best big men in the country, Josh Scott. But again, you name anybody else on the roster? I don't think so. So, do you think he's going to be in the mix? One of them going to be my coach of the year? We'll see. We're going to get to that. Hey, what about my freshman of the year? Here. Oh, you know that Ben Simmons is going to be head and shoulders over everybody. Or is he? See, what about Brandon Ingram? What about Jaylen Brown? What about Jamal Murray? Is somebody going to be missing out of that group? We just talked about Taylor Dorsey from Oregon. We got a lot of them out there. Here, pay attention. We'll talk about that next week. What about the player of the year? Here, there could be a lot of names who could be overlooked. Looking. What about Buddy Hield? I mean, hey, hadn't he been the odds-on favorite for all year long? Is he going to be the guy? I don't know about that. What about Malcolm Brogdon? Put the thing on my heels last Saturday. What about Denzel Valentine out of Michigan State? What about the surprise team for this year? There have been good surprises and bad surprises. About Indiana this year? Here, they weren't supposed to win no Big Ten. What about Iowa this year? Iowa. What were they supposed to do this year? Maybe make the tournament, but that's about it. But they've been spending time in the top 10, top 5 this season. What about Xavier? Xavier, another team. They're supposed to be pretty good, but they've been in the top 10, top 5 this year. What about the bad surprise? Oh, where is Georgetown going to fit in this mix? Where is UCLA going to fit in this mix? Oh, buddy, you know, we got a lot to talk about. Got a lot of things to go over next week as we, if you really want to say, filter your way through the college hoop landscape. But you really got to, really, you know, always a tough deal to do. But, hey, it's just my opinion. Y'all can come up, y'all can call, y'all can send y'all emails, and y'all can say, hey, what do y'all think should be the choices. Some of y'all, I'll read them out, but next week you definitely get my choice in those awards for the season. I'll give you the top 5, just like I do in the NBA. I'll give you my top 5 and all of them. Tell you why they're 5th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd, and why they're 1st. So we'll get to that next week, talking about the end of the year awards. We might do it next week. Got to talk about the NBA. A lot of action last night. Like, ton of games last night. Like, kind of weird game last night. You know, for some reason, we got to stay up to see the good game. Like, that sound familiar for me? It does. Just let me know. But the games are late. Bad game. Okay, I got it. Got it. All right. Early on, it was the Orlando Magic beating the Bulls 102-89. Done. Oh, Bruce Smith. He had a nice night. 24.7 rebounds. Four assists. Just Mario Hezonja rebound. Derrick Rose had 16.6 assists in the loss. The Hornets trounced the Sixers 119-99. The Walker, he had 30.7 rebounds, 2 steals. Cody Zeller, 15.6 rebounds, 4 blocks for the Sixers. Nerlens Noel, Robert Covington, Isaiah Kanan all had 17 points. I don't know how, but the Celtics, they just roll it. They romped the Blazers last night, 116-93. Isaiah Thomas, he's looking for all NBA honors this year. Here, 30 points, 4 rebounds. Avery Bradley had 17 points. Damian Lillard, 20 points, 4 rebounds. C.J. McCollum, 17 points for the Blazers. The Raptors, they beat the Jazz 104-94. These two guys are putting on a show every night. Lowry and DeRozan. Rosen, Lowry, 34 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals. You got Rosen with 31 points, 5 rebounds. They just put it on you. Gordon Hayward, 26.6 assists, 100-95. They got by the Hornets. I don't know how. I haven't seen too many shooting performances as bad as the Rockets were last night that ended up in victory. What am I talking about? Well, okay, Rockets, you got to put your business out there. They're one of the big shots for last night was a three-pointer by Patrick Beverley down the stretch, and it was big time. Get it in the clutch moment in the game. Why was it big time? I'll tell you why it was big time. The Rockets went 4 of 34 from three-point land. Yeah, I said 4 of 34. 9%. 8.8% from the three-point line. They still won the game. Heck, they weren't even that good from the free throw line. 25 of 38. That's only 66%. They were rocking, floating, and turning, but they still found a way to get the victory. You know who they were led by, James Harden, 39 points. 12 rebounds, 7 assists, 4 steals. Dwight Howard, 16 points, 9 rebounds, 3 blocks, 2 steals. He starts, you know, when he plays, they are a different, they're a different team. They're a totally different team. For the Hornets, Norris Cole had 21 points, 8 assists. This Dante Cunningham with 81. I mean, do the Spurs get tired of whipping up on people? 29-0 at home. Home, they just keep on rolling at home. Kawhi Leonard at 27 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. Marcus Aldridge, 23 points and 10 rebounds for the Spurs. And then you had Marcus Morris and Tobias Harris. They both had 16 for the Pistons. Grizzlies found a way to eat past the Kings. That was a good one last night. 104-98. Mike Conley. You got to tell me if there's a more underrated point guard. I don't see. 24 points. 5 assists, 3 steals. Zach Randolph, 19 points, rebounds. Marcus Cousins, 15 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 blocks at best sheet last night. But again, team ball short. The Pacers, they beat the Bucks 104-99. And Jordan Hill came off the bench, 19 points, 7 rebounds. Rodney Stuckey, he also came off the bench, scored 15. Paul George off the bench for the Pacers. The Bucks had Chris Middleton, 23 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Bucks, they surprised me this year. I thought they would make more moves to change their roster around a little bit, but they did not. They chose to stay pat. And we'll see what happens this offseason. I'll just be there. The Wizards, dude, going to Minnesota, found a way to get a victory, 104-98. Bradley Beal came off the bench, 22 points, 3 steals. But what about Allen Anderson? He came off the bench with 18 points in 21 minutes. And it's the Wizards bench with the key to the game. Came up, had a little lead, builds it up. Timberwolves came trying to fly back in the game. Didn't have enough juice to do it. DeRubio led the Timberwolves with 22 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. Zach LaVine had 21 points, 3 rebounds. In Denver, the Lakers fell to the Nuggets, 117-107. Manuel Moutier telling people, he might not be the best rookie, but he is going to be one of the best ones as we go through the years. He had 22.7 rebounds. Gary Harris had 16 points. What about D'Angelo Russell? He's really found it after just the All-Star break. 24.6 just for him. And Julius Randle, 17.7 rebounds. And then the best game of the night, not even close, the Clippers come from behind and knock off the Thunder. Thunder had a 17-point lead. They found a way to lose it at the end, 103-98. Chris Paul, 21 points, 13 assists. What about Marcus DeAndre Jordan? 20 points. What did I say to Marcus? Marcus Cousins, DeAndre Jordan. Get it straight here. 20 points, 18 rebounds for Jordan. Kevin Durant had 30 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 blocks. And Russell Westbrook had one. Got to wonder how much heat are the Thunder going to be under here. I mean, the fact is, keep on losing the big game. I mean, they got another big one tonight. They only go to Golden State. I mean, hey, you in the Western Conference, you automatically know that, hey, you do not have the room to play around like you do in the Eastern Conference. You got to bring it on a nightly basis. These guys are bringing it, but they cannot get by Clippers, they cannot get by the Spurs, and they cannot get by the Warriors. That's a problem if you are Thunder right now, because right now they are falling short on all facets, especially the effort coming from the bench. So we're going to talk about the Thunder in a couple of weeks or so, maybe a month, because you know it'll be college action. Right now, the way the Thunder is constituted, I don't see them going past the second round. I really don't. And this is a loaded team. This is one of the best teams in the league. You can argue this is the third best team in the league. And I don't know if they're going to make it past the second round. That's unbelievable to me. And we'll talk about them later on in the month. All right, look here. Got to talk about the rookie class. What about these rookies? They're not getting too much attention this year. I mean, you know, more and more the rookie class team is getting younger and younger. The production of rookies are not getting nearly the same. Remember, you had dudes like Allen Iverson scoring 20, you know, scoring 20 points a game, scoring 40 in 5 games in a row. Yeah, that's what we had a little while ago. Now we have guys where if they get average 20 points a game, just give them the Rookie of the Year award, which is kind of interesting. Well, this rookie class has been led by the number one pick. Hey, he's not going to be the unanimous pick, but he might be should be the clear number one candidate, Paul Anthony Towns of Minnesota. 17 points a game, 10 rebounds a game, just under 2 blocks a night. Like, he's been at 53% pretty much all year long shooting from the field. He's been consistent. And then, you know, he has, two people contesting him, one being Chris Stapps-Porzingis, averaging 14 points, over 7 rebounds a game. And he gets 2 block shots tonight over in New York. And then you have Jahlil Okafor, who's averaging 17.5 points a game, 7 rebounds a game. 3 guys are head and shoulders above everybody. Even though a couple seem to be trying to inch their way into the fray, D'Angelo Russell is putting it down. We talked about him earlier. Man, on Tuesday night, 39 points he threw up there against who was that against? Threw it up 39. And then last night, comes right back against Denver. Even though it was in a loss, put up another quality performance with 24 points. So you got to say, hey, this kid is starting to get it done. He's starting to put it down. Inch his way into that top 4. I don't know. No. But then, what about Miles Turner, Indiana? Man, if he puts on a show nowadays, he's shooting over 52%. He's averaging 10 points a game, which you say, almost 11 points a game. Excuse me. 5 rebounds a game, but he's only playing 22 minutes a night. He's not even playing half the game, and he's giving you 11.5 rebounds. Patience. Give him more time. He can do more work with it. The same can be said about get over it in Phoenix. Devin Booker, he's averaging just under 11 points a game. And he's shooting 42% from the field, but he's shooting 38% from 382. Fine. He's one of those big-time shooters. And he's been a surprise. If you look at the rest of the Kentucky guys, you would have thought, hey, this guy's going to do this. Where is Willie Cauley-Stein? Where's Trey Lyle? I don't know. Not them. Just that guy. Devin Booker, who has been second best rookie for Kentucky. Also, another guy who played really well, Nikola Jokic, over there in Denver. Now, you already have Emmanuel Mudiay, okay? But Jokic has come up, and he's played really well this year. He's at the 52 0.5% from the field. He shoots 80% from the line. He's a big man. So we're talking just under 10 points a game, but 20 minutes a night. He don't even get half of the game. And he's putting it down over there for the Nuggets. Nuggets, y'all know before the draft, I like Stanley Johnson. Stanley Johnson hasn't been able to put the ball in the basket all year. It's been a struggle for him. Well, he's averaging 9 points a game, 4.2 rebounds a game. It's only shooting 39%. Really been struggling there. Hasn't been able to get it going pretty much for the entire season. Just has not been able to get it going for the entire season. Okay, well, I got more than 2 minutes. 2 minutes. This is going to be mean. So all Carmelo Anthony fans out there, please, you might want to turn away on this because I have no idea what is going on in New York, but this is an atrocity, in my opinion. I mean, what in the world is going on here with Carmelo Anthony and the New York Knicks? Carmelo Anthony came to the Knicks. He was supposed to be the guy to bring him over the level, and he has been the guy that has Steph Marbury his way into the bitter feelings of the Knicks. Everybody knows Stephon Marbury, in my opinion, one of the greatest waste of talent we have seen because he was always about himself. So that's what we have right now with Carmelo Anthony. He got the max contract. He has a no-trade clause. He refused to be traded. But it seems that he refused to be traded not for basketball reasons. He refused to be traded because he wants to be in New York to capitalize on endorsement gain or on financial gain. Huh? Okay. I'm going to leave that alone. But the fact of the matter is, Carmelo Anthony has not got it done, period, New York. And now the New Yorkers are mad. Well, hey, the Knicks had trades on the table. Send them to the Clippers. He didn't want to do that. Send them to the Celtics. Didn't want to do that. Well, what a man. We're doing winning teams here. My opinion, Carmelo Anthony needs to go to a winning team and need to be a second or third option. Problem is, he thinks he's a first or second option. Carmelo, you've been a first or second option your whole career, 13 years. In 13 years, you won 3 playoff series. Let me repeat that. In 13 years, you have won 3 playoff series. Dude, you got to do better than that. You're making a lot of money. You got the lifestyle people want. But let's get serious. Basketball player, considering the hub, the hula you had beforehand, and it's been a disappointment. All right. Talk to you on Monday. Toodaloo. And bye-bye.